Tamara, quick question for you. Mark in Bletchley says, if you were to sneeze, we've talked about various bodily functions, but sneezing in space, what would be the consequences? Would all the horrid bits be floating around in the weightless environment, and therefore could that potentially be a problem?
Actually, that's a funny question, because I was thinking of this the other day of having a lunchtime chat. But if we're in space, I'm going to assume you're either in the space vehicle or you're in your spacesuit, you've got your helmet on. I was wondering, you know, what if you I don't actually know the answer, but, you know, what if you sneeze when you're on your spacesuit doing an extra vehicular walk and it suddenly, you know, gets on all of your space shield? Maybe you need windscreen wipers or something. Richard looks like he knows what might happen.
Well, that could be bad.
Well, sneezing is very similar. I was talking to actually Chris Hadfield, the Canadian astronaut, about sweating space. Mm. And he writes about this in his book. So you're on the treadmill in the International Space Station. And, you know, if you normally sweat, well, sweat will normally stay on your skin. In the space station, when you're in this microgravity environment, the sweat literally pings off everywhere.
Sure, these little droplets.
Little drops of sweat. So you have to keep wiping yourself down. Otherwise, and this is so unpleasant, you zap your crewmates with your sweat. And it's equally true with a sneeze. So if a sneeze is coming out of your nose and heading from one of your crewmates, it'll just keep going.
So sort of lethal.
Would you also be propelled backwards if you sneezed? Because with the whole equal and opposite forces, I know that if you, say, open a fire extinguisher when you're on a wheelie chair, you get propelled backwards. So if you sneezed in space, would you start flying off in the other direction?
It's just where your nose points, doesn't it? I mean, did you normally sneeze with your... Wouldn't you be propelled upwards?
You did some sort of propulsion system.
Well, would you go upwards, though?
I suppose yes is the answer.
You'd have to hold on to something.
You would, because it doesn't take much to start moving. The big problem that the astronauts have in space is the stopping. So if they're moving heavy weights around the space station, for instance, they can pick up a heavy weight, no problem at all, and they can start moving with it, and then they realise, oh no, the bulkhead's coming up, how do I stop?
That could get embarrassing. You're listening to The Naked Scientists. If you'd like to get in touch with your questions, you can also tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com.